Hello.
Hi.
Everett, how are you?
All right.
I want to talk to you as a friend and very confidentially because I think that we're skirting on dangerous ground, and I thought I ought to give you the facts, and you ought to pass them on if you choose. If you don't, why, then I will a little later.
Yeah.
We have on October the 13th an agreement with the Chu and Key concerning the bombing halt.
Yeah.
At that time, President Chu stressed, quote, there must not be a long delay.
Yeah.
That is a delay between the halt and the conference.
Yeah.
On October the 15th, Chu agreed to a proposal that we had worked out of 36 hours.
Yeah.
On October the 23rd, after the North Vietnamese demanded 2 or 3 weeks,
yeah,
Chu reluctantly agreed to 3 days delay. On October the 28th, we agreed on a joint announcement.
Yeah.
Bunker and Abrams reached an explicit agreement with Chu that the gap between the bombing and the talks would be 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
With 3 days the outer limit.
Yeah.
Both Chu and Key stressed on us the importance of a minimum delay.
Yeah.
Then we got some of our friends involved.
Uh-huh.
Some of it your old China crowd.
Yeah.
And here's the latest information we got. The agent says that they just talked to the boss in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And that he says that you must hold out. That just hold on until after the election. Now, we know what Chu is saying to him out there.
Yeah.
We're pretty well informed on both ends.
Yeah.
Nixon's man traveling with him today said, quote, that he did not understand that Chu was not aboard.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I don't think I did. Who was that, Harlow?
We don't know. We have no idea. He speaks through these unknown people.
Yeah.
Now, we told Nixon, as we told you, that... let me get the transcript. While this was going on, we went out to Chu and talked to him and all of our allied countries. And they all tentatively agreed.
Yeah.
Now, since that agreement, we have had problems develop. First, there's been speeches that we ought to withdraw troops.
Yeah.
That was Humphrey and Bundy.
Yeah.
Or that we stop bombing without any obtaining anything in return.
Yeah.
Or some of our folks, including some of the old China lobby, are going to the Vietnamese embassy and saying, please notify the president that if he'll hold out till November the 2nd, they could get a better deal.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm reading their hand, Everett. I don't want to get this in the campaign.
That's right.
And they oughtn't to be doing this. This is treason.
I know.
I don't know whether it's Laird. I don't know who it is that... it's putting it out, but here is the UPI 48 that came in tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm calling you only after talking to Rusk and Clifford and all of them, who thought that somebody ought to be notified as to what's happening.
Yeah.
Here's the Nixon release. A highly placed aide to Nixon said today, the South Vietnamese decision to boycott the Paris talks did not jive with the confidential assurances given the three major candidates by Johnson.
Uh-huh.
We had the impression that all the diplomatic ducks were in a row, said the Nixon associate.
Yeah.
Now, I just read you what I told him.
Yeah.
And I told you that, and I told everybody else. Johnson got Nixon, Democratic candidate Humphrey, and third-party hopeful Wallace on a conference call about the bombing.
Yeah.
The advisor, Nixon's advisor, volunteered the GOP's candidate's reaction on the condition that he not be identified.
Uh-huh.
Nixon said the advisor felt that Saigon's refusal to attend the negotiation could jeopardize the military and the diplomatic situation in Vietnam,
yeah,
and reflect the credibility of this administration.
Yeah.
Now, I can identify them because I know who's doing this. Yeah. I don't want to identify it. I think it would shock America if a principal candidate was playing with a source like this on a matter this important.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But if they're going to put this kind of stuff out, they ought to know that that we know what they're doing. I know who they're talking to, and I know what they're saying.
Yeah.
And my judgment is that Nixon ought to play it just like he has all along, that I want to see peace come the first day we can, that it's not going to affect the election one way or the other. The conference is not even going to be held until after the election.
Yeah.
They have stopped shelling the cities.
Yeah.
They have stopped going across the DMZ.
Yeah.
We've had 24 hours of relative peace.
Yeah.
Now, if Nixon keeps the South Vietnamese away from the conference,
yeah,
well, that's going to be his responsibility. Up to this point, that's why they're not there.
Yeah.
I had them signed on board until this happened.
Okay.
Well, now, what do you think we ought to do about it?
Well, I better get in touch with him, I think, and tell him about it.
I think you better tell him that his people are saying to these folks that they oughtn't to go through this meeting. Now, if they don't go through the meeting, it's not going to be me that's hurt. I think it's going to be whoever's elected, and maybe my guess, him.
Yeah.
And I think they're making a very serious mistake. And I don't want to say this.
Yeah.
And you're the only one I'm going to say it to.
Yeah. I understood they were in Texas tonight.
I don't know. All I know is that I read you what I told him on the three candidates, just as I told you.
Yeah.
I said, now, there has been speeches that some we ought to withdraw troops, and including some of the old China crowd that are going in implying to the embassies.
Yeah.
Now, Everett, I know what happens there. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And I'm looking at his whole card.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to get in a fight with him there. I think Nixon's going to be elected.
Yeah.
And I think we ought to have peace, and I'm going to work with him.
Okay.
I've worked with you.
Okay.
But I don't want these sons of bitches like Laird giving out announcements like this that Johnson gave him the wrong impression.
Yeah.
I gave him the right impression, except I gave it to him decently,
yeah,
when I said that you ought to keep the Ms. Chenaults and all the rest of them from running around here.
Yeah.
Now, you see, I know what Q says to his people out there.
Yeah. I haven't seen Laird.
Well, I don't know who it is that's with Nixon. It may be Laird, it may be Harlow, it may be Mitchell. I don't know who it is. I know this, that they're contacting a foreign power in the middle of a war.
That's a mistake.
And it's a damn bad mistake.
Oh, it is.
Now, I don't want to say so, and you're the only man that I have enough confidence in,
yeah,
to tell them. But you better tell them they better quit playing with it. And the day after the election, I'll sit down with all of you and try to work it out and be helpful.
Yeah.
But they oughtn't to knock out this conference.
Wherever they are, I'll try to get a hold of them tonight.
Well, there are two things that they ought to do. One is, they ought to stop this business about trying to keep the conference from taking place.
Yeah, exactly.
It takes place the day after the election.
Exactly.
The second thing is, we can all sit down and talk about it after that time. And I'm not a bitter partisan here, and you know it.
I know. Well, I'll try to find them wherever they are tonight.
Well, you just tell them that their people are messing around in this thing, and if they don't want it on the front pages,
yeah,
they better quit it, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, we better sit down and talk about it as soon as this thing's over with, and we'll try to work out
That's right.
And they ought to and tell their people that are contacting these embassies to go on with the conference.
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
Thank you.